Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Game three against the Baltimore Orioles. Yankees took the first game, they took the second game. Jake, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good, man.
Yeah?
I gotta be honest with you.
Chilling?
I got my song on. Feels like the windows are down.
Breezed in your hair?
Yeah, just yeah. Feel it, man.
On your way home from the gravestone.
Who is that again? Who's singing this?
Lilo and Jemima.
Thank you, Lilo and Jemima, for leading us in with...
And someone's on the tin whistling.
Send me on my way.
Send me away.
Jim.
Send me away.
Jim, Zach, Sam's in the room. Everyone live in the chat. It's a big day.
It's a big day. It's a big union.
Woo.
It's the same war and it's still bruising.
We got shots coming up. There's judge news. We're going for a sweep. We're already leading the division.
Are they really?
Yeah.
I don't like looking at standings till after the home run derby.
3-2, baby. So, lot going on.
Lot going on. We got lineups today. Let's do the lineups, Jake. People like when we tell them who's playing in the pregame show. Yeah. Kind of the whole fucking point.
It's part of it.
All right, the Yankees were 3-2. DJ LeMahieu is leading off. Gleyber Torres slides up into the two hole as Aaron Judge gets a day off. Aaron Hicks in center field. Giancarlo Stanton had a good game yesterday. He's DHing. Clint Frazier slides up to the five hole, playing right field.
Whoa.
Jay Bruce playing left field and hitting as a lefty. Gary Sanchez, seventh. Gio Urshela batting, I almost said third.
So close.
Eighth.
Yeah.
And Brett Gardner. Rounding it off. The three-hole hitter from yesterday. And on the bump is Jameson Taillon. And that's why we'll be drinking shots of Jameson for every strikeout he gets tonight live on this YouTube channel.
Friend of the pod, Jameson Taillon. Very exciting. Arguably the Yankees, I don't know, most well-regarded move this offseason was getting him. Really high draft pick. Double Tommy John. We saw him in spring training. Looked like he was featuring more of the four seam with the hard curveball. We will find out tonight in a big way as we'll be taking shots per each strikeout. But exciting. I mean, the Yankees pitching has been really good so far this year. Hopefully J-Mo can feed off of that, build off of that. And, you know, we'll talk about it with the pitching bat, the victory, and Big Aaron Judge. But off day tomorrow, so... You know, if you got to use dudes in the pen here for that, let's make J-Mo's first start a good one, Jim.
Hey, you know I love passing the pitching baton. Mike King took over for Herman.
Yeah.
And he went six innings pitched, one hit, zero earned runs. He passed it to Monty. What did Monty go? What was his final line?
Six innings, no earned runs, seven Ks.
And then he passed it to Cole, and Cole went zero earned runs as well. So if we're counting... King as a starter.
Sure.
Passing that baton.
Keep that baton going, baby.
Now it's J-Mo's turn.
Orioles lineup hasn't looked as, you know, the past couple years they could hit a little bit. This series they've been kind of tough. Some of their numbers early this season.
They've been striking out a lot, which has me worried.
Yeah. And a couple, you know, a couple of their guys that were lefty mashers against us aren't there anymore. Hanser Alberto, Renato Nunez. But, yeah, man, go get it, Tyone.
Go get it. Judge is out.
Judge is out.
He's got a sore side, they're saying.
Which side?
I want to be as petty as I can possibly be, but I don't want to take any pride in Judge being injured.
No pride.
I put out what I thought was the most rational, fair opinion I could. Hey, Judge has sat 4 of the last 6 games, and they took him out early one game, and he DH'd another. He's probably battling something. And the amount of people that were mad at me about that was shocking.
Yeah.
And thought I was just being, I don't even know. And obviously he's battling something. I think it was the most obvious thing ever. I think he pulled that homer yesterday, and that aggravated it a lot because he did a double follow-through pull. They say battling sore side could be code word for oblique, which could be code word for bad, devastating injury. So that's the south rate path you have to go. Or it could just be they are. It's just small and they're battling it and he'll get back together. But when he pulled that homer, I was like, oh, okay. But then he was running weird. I think he aggravated it on that homer because he was running around weird.
Yeah, that fly ball to him, I mean, it was towards the stand, so he wasn't running full tilt, but he also had a quote before the season that was like, I will pull up on those. So that was something. And yeah, he pulls the home run. I mean, it's going to be a weird 48 hours or so with the off day tomorrow. And, you know, the Tampa Turf Monster coming up. So, hey, people will be holding their breath a little bit till that lineup comes out on Friday versus the Rays, which will be earlier because it's Rays opening day.
Man, I just thought about the Tampa Turf, and if they just don't want him playing on that at all because they're so scared of it, might as well just 10-day DL him.
Well, Jim, that's kind of the other question, and that does open up the question of which kind of has been the question, because even when you started saying that, you know, there is a appreciation for it. It's where does it land? And, you know, oblique can be very serious. He's had oblique issues. Uh-huh. And if it's injured, we're...
Yeah. Well, what your oblique is on your side.
Yes.
They said sore side.
Right. No.
So that's not a jump.
Jim, I'm not talking about what's injured. There's a side. It's how significant is it? Is Aaron Judge okay? But his side's hurting to the point that they did win 2 games against the Orioles. He homered. They have an off day coming up after this that they said, hey, let's rest him early in the year. Big series at Tampa. We got a double rest day. Let's do it. Or was it, holy smokes, let's pull him and see where we're at Friday?
You don't treat Judge how they've been treating him if it's something small.
Not with his injury history?
This is so kid gloves.
Yeah.
Like, it's... So, I mean, hopefully it's small and hopefully he can play through it. He's played through injuries that weren't small before.
Yeah.
But it's April. So, like, I think if he didn't have the long injury history, right, and it wasn't a narrative that he doesn't want to spill back into, if he was a clean bill of health... Whatever he's dealing with now, I would guess it would be a 10-day IL and just, like, sit him down. But I think it's the stigma that's keeping them from doing that and instead doing it the way they're doing right now.
Yeah.
Where, like...
I mean, that seems like a really dumb stance with one of your prized possessions, if that's what the Yankees are doing.
Oh, it's totally what they're doing. 27...
I'm not eliminating it, but...
27th... He did not play. The 28th, he did not play. The 29th, he did not play. Opening day, he played. Then he had a day off. He had 2 days off before opening day as well.
Right. Season didn't start.
Yeah. Then he had, but I'm just saying, rest.
Yeah.
So for them to be like, well, we're resting him. Well, he's got a lot of rest. Then.
No, it's game 6.
Then he played. Then he DH'd. Then he got taken out early. And then he played. And now he's rested. So it's not something, it's bothering him.
Yes. It's to what degree?
Yeah.
And we don't know that.
Yeah, we'll find out if he's back in Tampa or if they...
We'll find out about 11 a.m. Friday.
Is it a day game?
Yeah.
Friday?
It's like
Friday
a 2:05
day
start,
game?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. All right, so that's the Judge news. Anyway, pretty excited for Tyone.
Yeah, man. And we, Cardi's back out there, back down in the nine hole after his three hole stint.
He was good. Got a walk and a hit, went first to home. Yes, didn't give us the replay of that. Really wanted it.
Jay Bruce at first base showing it a little bit. How about that? That throw home.
Oh, that throw home.
It's a nice pick. Good throw.
Contact play. Kind of brutal there.
Higgy with kind of a weird tag.
Weird tag. Almost like he didn't see where he was at first.
Like you see all the catcher, you squeeze that.
Hey, we're going to be recapping this tonight.
Instinct is to turn. Or just he just like forgot right to turn yeah. for a second. Like, but he still got it. He still got it.
For Jay, why'd you throw this to me?
Nice win last night.
Yeah.
Jim, your Orioles, Cedric Mullins, Mancini at first, Santander, Ryan Mountcastle, Franco, Severino, Ruiz, Freddie Galvis, your boy, and is that Urias at second base? With John Means on the mound. How about that?
Means is a pretty good pitcher.
Means is pretty good.
Didn't he have a good start, too?
He did have a good start to start the year against the Boston Red Sox.
He means
one
business.
Games, one game, seven innings, one hit, five Ks, zero walks. So it was a good one.
That is good. What's his history versus the Yankees?
John Means versus the Yankees. I just clicked on something else to check it out.
DJ has good numbers against him. Judge, 2-for-10, but he's not playing. Gary, 1-for-7. Brett Gardner, 2-for-5.
Say, last year he had two starts against the Yanks early in the season. Was it opening day? 2.1 innings pitch, 5 earned runs against the Yankees. That was July 30th. But then his second start, 6 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 4 Ks. John Means is the most talented guy on their staff by far.
His big out pitch is the changeup. In 2019, it looked really gross. He got against the Red Sox, he got 50% whiff rates on the changeup, so it was there for him in that start. But yeah, he really doesn't have a really nasty put-away pitch, which is kind of surprising.
Well, that's what, Jim, it's funny you said that. What I clicked on were his splits, because I thought with the changeup, maybe John Means was more effective against righties. He's not. He's more effective against lefties, pretty normal kind of lefty-righty split, so I don't know.
He doesn't have none of his pitches last year or in 2019 had over a 19% put-away. It's pretty low for a pitcher, which actually scares me about the Yankees' approach because sometimes when they face pitchers who don't have a put-away pitch, they take fastballs and sit off-speed. And, I mean, they've been hitting the last 2 days, but that Clint Frazier up out with bases loaded, I don't even blame Clint. Someone in the analytics department is telling them to sit off speed. And it's almost like maybe the scouting reports on guys who are pitching in the first week of the season are a little off, and we shouldn't like just straight up sit on 2 strike pitches because of a scouting report based on last year's information.
Yeah.
I think maybe change that a little bit.
Would be what I say.
Let's
see. Guys on hot starts for the Orioles. Cedric Mullins, we mentioned him. Pedro Severino, catcher. He's actually having a nice start to the year. That's kind of it. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Be nice to get a little sweeperoo. Sweeping an off day, babe.
Sweeps are always nice, especially after the start. I said that once they're over 500, if they go back, I'm going to cut off a limb or something like that. Didn't I say that? So I really
don't
want to do
that. Cut off Zach's limbs?
No, I didn't. I would never. But the doll I have.
What if you could properly reattach it?
No.
You still wouldn't.
Would he feel any pain?
No.
Then yeah, that's hilarious.
Okay.
Just like
Zach just took his arm off.
You want to do the pitching path to victory? Oh, we do what to watch for first.
What to watch for.
We kind of said a lot there, but we didn't give official what to watch for. I'm going to be watching out for Tyone in 2 strike counts. Yeah. Because that means I'm 1 strike away from taking a shot of whiskey. And if that gets away from me, that's going to be wild. And we got to come back after the game. We're going to be live the whole game. We got to come back after the game and do the post game show. And we'll see how drunk we are for that. But yeah, so if Tyone has 2 strikes on a guy, I'm going to be perked up a little bit.
Okay. Same.
No, don't steal my what to watch for.
Same.
Think of your own. Jeez.
And I think all the people in the chat with us tonight, that'll be a lot of fun. I like that one.
Thanks.
I've got a, it's a little bit of a cop-out.
Okay.
But that's the name of my game. Don't you dare do it. I see you with the scissors. Are you kind of off my head? Went the wrong way. Got it. Jim.
Be a good weekly dumb bit.
The big dog's out. Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Headlines.
Yeah.
These guys know the tweets. These guys know what's up. You saw it in Puppy Dog Glaber's face in that last play last night that he was like, they couldn't just call that out so I don't have to go back.
I think it was out, but it doesn't excuse Glaber.
Right. No. But you could see Glaber's face like thinking that way. Jim, who's going to step up and be the alpha? You know, Voit kind of did that last year for a little bit. No Voit, no Judge. Is Giancarlo Stanton looking around like it's my time? Guy hit a mammoth home run this
then,
series.
Then he had two, like, they would be single swings for a normal human, but he turned them into doubles. The one to right was so weird, and then he hooking that ball down the line, so weird, but they weren't home runs. Like, he hit him low.
He made me look so dumb because that was a homer at bat. Everybody knew it, and he didn't get enough loft on it. Hit it 117 or whatever. This could be Stanton time, man.
Okay, time for him to run it a little bit?
The Judge love on Twitter is a lot different than it used to be a few years back. Giancarlo Stanton, if you got the magic going right now and you want to win over this city or have your best chance to, now's the time. No Judge, no Voit. DJ's the best ever, but he's not going to do anything around it. He's just going to be.
Now Dan's all fired up.
Oh, yeah. Hot. That's his guy,
man. Debating me in the office all yesterday.
It's his guy.
He's like, you know what, Dan? The quote that Dan said yesterday in the office was like, the thing about this is we're never going to know who's right for sure.
Yeah.
And 24 hours. They're like, yeah, he's battling something. He's got a sore side.
We'll never know. Step up, G. And if not G, I guess it's just G. Bruce's team then.
Dude,
say what you're feeling about Jay Bruce, because it's a weird mix of emotions.
I need the Yankees to hit a couple more real homers, because okay, the Judge homer and the Bruce homer, I honestly feel bad a little bit about them.
Come on.
Like, they're mishit balls.
That's Jay Bruce's power, man.
I like the short porch. Both teams have to use it. Yeah. But neither guy hit that ball and thought homer after making contact.
If Jay Bruce's second one got out, that would have been a petition.
Yeah. Maybe we'll ask him soon. All right, so Jake's watching Stan. I'm watching two strike counts with Tyone. Also two strike counts with the Yankees. I'm like, let's get it, have an approach.
Yeah.
And not take fastballs right down the middle, because if the Orioles have updated their scouting report,
yeah,
it's let's throw fastballs down the middle with two strikes because they're sitting off speed.
Keep tricking
them. And then we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah, that went to Clint with stuff.
Two in a row, strike two, and then strike three. But more than just Clint and not Clint thing. More the whole team. It's
a lot of guys.
It's the scouting report. Anyway, pitching path to victory, young Jake.
Path to victory.
No. What soundbite do you want for pitching path to victory?
You tell me. Feel it out over there.
Thunder? No, I don't like that. Let's just always go with the scream.
Thank you.
Pitching path to victory.
Jim?
Yep.
I'd say...
Great call on Littke yesterday.
Just felt right.
Yep.
Just felt right. Pre-game show, we're always right.
Great call by Chad on me.
Littke, I would rule him out.
Yeah.
25 pitches. Off day the next day.
I'm also going to rule Chad out. I think they'd rather give Chad the two days back-to-back since tomorrow the off day is sitting there, and then have him completely fresh for Tampa.
Can I add on to that?
Yeah.
I think we've got a Chapman day for sure. Like, even non-safe.
I could see that. I could see that.
Pitched, off day, pitch, off day, Tampa series.
Yeah. I can see that. I mean, especially if he wants to, you know, work on that new pitch a little bit more in game before heading to Tampa and facing the guys that ruined his time last year and walked off on him.
Nelson is the guy who has pitched the least recently.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a Tyone to Nelson plan, because Nelson could also come in the middle of an inning.
Yeah.
So they could have given him the slap on the butt, your first out today.
I have Nelson and Lasagna. Like, if it's a short day for Tyone, if he only goes three innings due to pitch count getting too high or a lot of, like, you know, intense pitches or whatever, maybe they just have a short pitch count and it's a 0-0 game. I think maybe Johnny Laz has now had 3 days of rest, and maybe they give him an inning. And him and Nelson would then bridge the gap to O'Day and Chapman.
I like it. I lean Nelson first just because I think he's their
most fresh
in-inning guy and most fresh. Like, if Tyone's coming up on that 70-pitch mark or whatever and it's, you know, 3.1 innings.
If it's not a clean inning, who would you rather that go to? Because I'd almost rather that go to Johnny Lasagna because keep testing him, keep throwing new stuff at him.
I see what you're saying. I think you want to try Nelson there first to have that be his job. Like, if Nick Nelson can be that guy out of the bullpen, I think Holder was it for a little bit in his good year. Like, middle of an inning come in. A lot of relievers aren't set up great for that.
Yeah.
Nelson kind of is. Power fastball, power changeup, get us out. But, yeah, I think.
You got to get Nelson in a game sooner or later, too, because the last game he pitched was opening day, right?
Yeah.
When he gave up the double. And then he struck out the side, but because of the extra inning rule, that was the go-ahead run. So maybe stop. You got to let him refresh his memory bank a little bit. So, yeah, I like Nelson. I wouldn't rule out Lasagna. I'm ruling out Chad. Not a hard they could use him, but I think they'd try not to. And then I like your Chapman theory. So we got Tyone to Nelson, Laza, O'Day, Chapman.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, and I guess this is speculation for the postgame show, and I'm already anticipating Nick Nelson throwing a lot.
If Tyone goes five, do you have it like Nelson for two, then O'Day, then Chapman in a close game?
So I think that if Nelson comes into this game, I think he's throwing a lot of pitches.
Okay.
I think you're looking at 40 to 50 bullets, and I was going to throw out potentially even, because we're a guy short in the bullpen right now. We have a five-man bench. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they burn out Nelson and then maybe even bring someone else up for Tampa. Like, when's the last time, you know, could they get Davey pitching against major league competition and then send him down for one day?
Okay. If it's
I don't know.
If it's a blowout, I like Nelson the rest of the way. Like, Nelson for three innings or
Nelson
whatever.
Nelson go.
Yeah, if it's a blowout. I do think that's a good thought process.
Okay.
Good job by us, Zach.
Good job by us, Zach.
Zach. I was going to say, do you think it was a good job by us?
Great job. Great job by you guys.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Yeah. That was, I mean.
Nice guy. Generally?
Generally, I'm pretty touched by that.
Oh, generally.
Generally, you're a nice guy.
Well, you won't invite him to your band, and he holds that.
You're right. It is more of a general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
Nice guys are usually like, yeah, of course you can be in my band. You want to play lead
singer?
Yeah,
we're close friends. I'd love to rip with you, dude.
Who's that?
That quote got confusing last night. That was you.
It was weird.
That was weird, yeah. I too thought it was like Jake's gummied up or something.
It was Zach, but he got confused midway.
At the start.
Identity crisis. Yeah, second sentence.
Second sentence, he had a little bit of an identity crisis, yeah.
We've all been there.
Some people have, for sure.
Is Rognet going to be in uniform for this?
I don't know. Do they care?
Come on, Yankees.
I can check. Roughnet, that's how they spell it? Roughnet.
Rognet.
Odor is not with the Yankees yet. Boone anticipates Justin Wilson will occupy the 26th man on the active roster when he's ready to return on Friday. That's why they're parting ways with 25 right now. So, no.
Oh, so Justin Wilson gets called on Friday. Nick Nelson's going down. They burn him out today.
No. King's already down. They're
Nelson.
So Nelson goes down for Odor? They don't need to send anyone down when they activate Wilson.
So Wilson comes on.
They sent Mike King down early. That's why they only have 25 men.
But Odor has to go somewhere.
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm just like right now Odor's on the bench.
I have no idea what's going on with Odor.
Okay.
They're going to tap into some magic. That's what they said.
Huge. Yankee magic, babe.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Jake, congratulations. You got on the board yesterday. Jake's first homer. Jake's first homer. I mean, I tweeted at you a very complimentary tweet. I was very proud. I was happy for you. And then you tried to say I was a jinx.
Higgy.
And then Judge homered.
You're a Higgy jinx, dude.
I am up 3-1.
I think if I pick Higgy yesterday, that ball gets out of the park. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then you should have picked him. You could have.
Jim, it wasn't his day.
I'm up 3-1. You get to go first. You cannot choose Clint. You cannot choose DJ. You cannot choose Bruce. You cannot choose Stanton. You cannot choose Judge. You cannot choose Odor. You can choose those guys if you want to.
I could choose Judge.
I can choose Judge.
I can choose Judge. Well, James.
Mm-hmm.
I got Jay Bruce yesterday. Everyone's still talking about that.
Hold on. I'm pretty interested in something in the chat.
There's another guy.
Benjamin said, if you guys think Michael K is sexy, let's get some W's in the chat. So I'm waiting for the flood of W's.
W's. I, with my first pitch, will be taking Gary Sanchez.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Little home run after a rest day?
Little boop, boop, boop.
Little boop, 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 boop,
a little
boop.
Hello.
Hello, alligator. Please give me number 9.
Jim, in this format, you have the next two picks.
Next two, huh?
Yeah.
So who can't I take? Remind me.
Stanton, Gleyba, Judge, Higgy, Gary Sanchez, because he's blocked by me.
Stanton.
Look at those W's rolling.
Ah, God damn it. I can't take Stanton or Judge. Stanton's gone. Judge is gone. I can't take Gleyber or Higgy. Higgy's out. Okay, so I can't take Stanton or Gleyber. That's easy. Or Gary. But then Clint, DJ, Stanton.
You're all over it.
Yeah, I'm going to take Gio Urshela.
Ooh,
with
happy.
My first pick. And then, like, it's game 3, so there's a lot I can't take. I took him. Oh, I could take Bruce if I wanted to. Mm.
Clint?
Mm. I can take Clint if I want to.
Hicks?
John Means is a lefty, right?
John Means is left-handed. Righty Hicks.
Mm, no.
You like him swinging.
I'll take DJ with my second pick.
It's a good pick. Like DJ.
So I'm taking Gio and DJ LeMahieu. So who can you choose?
I'm taking Gleyber Torres.
Nice. Good pick.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Two-hole Gleyber.
I really wanted to take Gleyber, but I couldn't because I had already taken him.
You took him.
So I couldn't take him.
And there's rules to the game.
All right. So I have Gio and DJ. Jake has Gary and Gleyber. Zach, whose picks do you like better?
Like Jimmy's picks today. Gio, DJ.
Yeah, yeah. And you can tell that he means it, too.
And that has nothing to do with our weird misquote.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with
as,
that.
That's
what would the guy say
yeah.
if they had a problem with the misquote? Oh, I don't have a problem with the misquote.
No. This is all on merit of my picks being great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Judge is crazy healthy, too.
Could be.
God.
Crazy not healthy.
Yep.
God. Gulp.
Okay, moving on to the over-under.
Hope we don't get gulped.
All right, that is Another Kind of Sky by Crooked Ways, which is Zach's band that Jake is not in. Zach, I saw a tweet today that your debut album is available for pre-order on vinyl.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you caught that.
I did.
Yeah. It's a year anniversary, kind of. So
that's the album that has Another Kind of Sky on it.
Correct.
So if you want to buy it, click that link in the chat.
Wow. Thank you.
Get vinyl.
Crooked Ways. Zach, he's playing the lead singer.
The over-under. Presented by Crooked Ways.
Wow, the over-under presented by Crooked Ways. All right, literally. So yesterday, Jake, we were looking at losing, and then they didn't reverse the call on the Glaber play, and then he hit a home run. So we hammered
free
the over.
Money.
We nailed it. You have Tyone on a pitch clock, or no, an innings limit, or pitch count. And then you have John Means, the Orioles' best pitcher for the Orioles, but you also have the Yankees' offense just got hot.
Orioles haven't used their good bullpen yet.
I think they might bump this back up to like 8.5 or 9.
I like 8. I think
you like 8 again?
Getaway
that
day.
That was with Cole. So this is with Tyone on
right,
a pitch
but
guy.
John Means is like a real pitcher.
I think 8.5 would be my guess. I think they bump it up a
8.5
little.
8.5's probably safe. I'm a goddamn risk taker.
Okay. What's the over under?
Wow.
9.
9.
I'm taking the under. I believe in Tyone. I believe in Jameson Tyone. Should I DM him? Say, hey, dude, be cool about it tonight. Ground balls.
Too close to game time.
Yeah, I don't want to mess with his head.
I think, Jim, I think we've been in lockstep a little bit. I think it's the under. I think the Yanks go up early, and then they kind of cool off the Jets.
We haven't disagreed on an over-under yet.
All year?
All year.
Over. I felt it all day. I could tell it was going to be the over. I think the bats are alive. It's a tribute to Judge.
Okay.
Everyone does the gavel around third and then prays when they hit home plate.
And they rub their side a little. I think after people score home run, they stop at home plate, they grab a little bit of dirt, and they rub it on their side.
I think everyone, after they homer tonight, they should just scratch the side of something. Like just different sides all day. Just
oh, okay.
Down here.
Yeah. Side of his shoe has been bothering him.
It's the side.
Side, yeah. Yeah, we're 3-2 on the over-under, 3 in a row. But we have been in lockstep.
It's an easy over. I've never doubted it.
I'm taking the under, officially.
Official.
Okay, time for some premonitions. Do we have a sound?
Premonition. Just when I thought I saw, I could see my, looked inside, saw something on the way. Premonitions, Yanks for Souls. It's on tonight, 4-7. Gotta watch out for the JMO game.
Premonition. Okay.
Should we do a bonus over under on K's for JMO?
I have it set at 5.5.
What would you guess, Zach?
Or 5 flat.
We think he's on a pitch limit, probably around 75.
You said over under 5? Is that what you said?
I'm asking you what you think would be it.
What would you set JMO's K's
at? How many strikeouts, if you were Vegas, would you have JMO at?
For me, my low end was 4. So I was thinking like 5 or 6. So 5.5.
5.5?
Yeah. That's what I think I said initially.
Yeah.
I think it's over, man. I think it's like 6 or 7. I think it's first start in Yankees. It's the Orioles. Tweet at us. Have you had any premonitions?
No. Let me look at the lineup real quick and just see if something jumps out at me because I didn't have any.
It's like when you look at a palm. When you see the lineup, sometimes it's like, whoa.
I got my palm read once.
Okay.
They said, you're male. I said, okay. They said, you're pretty young. I was 10 at the time.
Okay.
I said, yeah, spot on. They said, and you don't use toilet paper. And I said, yeah. How'd you get that? She said, your hand's covered in shit.
Is the lineup showing you anything?
Well, I got Gary throwing out Freddie Galvis.
Gary throwing out Freddie Galvis.
Yeah,
today.
Freddie stole on him last game. Freddie thinks he can steal on him again.
Okay,
Gary's
like,
fuck you.
I like that. I've got a, I don't know who it is.
That helps us so much.
I think one
you
of
sound
the
like
Yankees.
Every bad detective.
I think one of the Yankees.
Zach laughed at that, which I think is a good joke.
I think one of the Yankees loses their bat swinging today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like dangerous?
Like kind of.
Like third base coach has to hopscotch it?
Third base coach dugout, like the bat goes today.
Okay. That's
I wish I could control these. I wish I could tell you guys the Powerball.
Yeah.
But I see a guy throwing his bat today.
Accidentally.
It's an accident.
It slips out of his hands.
Like someone, one of the players in the dugout does a silly, like, puts a bat and helmet on, gets behind the Gatorade jug.
I really hope Trey Mancini
doesn't
strike out on any more awful pitches, because he was pulling his hair out and, like, doing this. Like, real mad.
I think he's going to get struck out today.
Okay.
I mean, I'll see if there's anything else I see.
No, I think you're fine. What's that sexy beat we have? Is it this one? Yeah. This is what's going on in Camargo's head when he's in the batter's box, looking at the pitcher. See you guys. Right before first pitch, we'll be going live on this YouTube channel. Me and Jake on some recliners. Jameson bottle of whiskey in between us.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.